Hi, I'm Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager, and we're so happy you have joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit our website, openpeacefulheart.com, to hear recordings of past meditations. And now we welcome you to this safe space where all people who want to heal the wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. Today we are ending our journey through the chakras with a meditation focusing on the crown chakra, our center for inspiration, received wisdom, devotion, inspiration, and positivity. Through the crown chakra, we find a deeper connection with ourselves and with the source of all. While many of us are still struggling with what is happening in the world around us, the crown chakra asks us to take the time to go within and open ourselves to receive the intuitive wisdom available to us all. Through the crown chakra, we move from being immobilized by fear and hostility to discern the calm, peaceful action to which we are called. This meditation is called Sea of Dreams. It explores what it might be like to consciously dream, to sail across an ocean that is beautiful and inspiring, but also sometimes terrible and frightening. How do you tap into the strength you need to navigate the choppy waters and bring yourself back to a calm and peaceful place? We firmly believe that what we think, we create. And when we take the time to go within and seek insight into our own actions and reactions, we can better discern what Spirit is calling us to do. We will be together for about 20 minutes. Karen is going to get started in just a moment. She will open our circle and lead us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include information about the next call on Sunday, April 2nd, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager, and I'm glad you're here. Let's open our circle. When we do that, we create a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. When we do that, when we create a sacred space like this, a healing space, it transcends the limits of time and distance. So that means that no matter when you're joining us or you're listening to this, we are all right here together. And no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back to the support and the energy of this sacred circle whenever you choose to be consciously present here. If it feels safe to you right now, you might want to close your eyes and allow your attention now to come down and just rest in that heart chakra right in the middle of your chest. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And with your attention already in that fourth chakra, your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest, just take a nice deep breath and let it go. This space that we're in, this beautiful green space, the heart chakra space, this is the gateway between the upper and the lower chakras, and it's also the bridge between the physical and the spiritual energy in our body. So as we breathe into that heart space, it might help you to imagine the color green. And as you breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every inhale opens your fourth chakra just a bit more. And every exhale allows you to release any tension, any clutter that you're holding in that area, so that you breathe in and expand, breathe out and clear. And as you breathe, imagine a beautiful, clean, clear line of energy that forms now in your heart. And let's set the intention that that line, that wave of energy, brings balance and healing wherever it goes. And imagine that that line now, that wave of energy, travels down to your third chakra, the solar plexus. Energy there between your sternum and right above your navel, energy there is yellow. May I be grounded in my actions. And let's let that energy wave flow now down from the solar plexus down into the sacral chakra, that space between your hips. You might imagine the color orange. May I be grounded in my emotions. That line, that wave of energy travels now down into the root chakra at the base of your spine where it pulses with that red grounding earth energy. May I be grounded in my being. And with that connection into the lower chakras made, let's bring our attention back up to the heart and let's see if we can move that line of energy up now, up into your fifth chakra, the throat. You might be seeing or feeling the color blue. May I be grounded in my speech. And let it rise even higher now, up into your third eye chakra in the middle of your forehead there, just touching that indigo energy there with its grounding, balancing, clarifying light. May I be grounded in my sight. This energy rises now up into your seventh chakra, the crown. We'll be spending time here today in the meditation. For now, just let that wave of heart energy connect with the violet light in the center. May I be grounded in receiving. Let's let that energy flow naturally back down from the crown through your indigo third eye of intuitive vision into your blue throat, speaking wisdom, your green heart, grounded in love, your yellow solar plexus, informing your action, your orange sacral chakra, calming your emotion, and finally back down to the red root. And allow yourself to be aware of that circuit of energy that flows through you. You've activated now each energy center in the way that's the best, the safest, the most appropriate for you. And you can adjust this flow of energy anytime you like. Take just a few seconds of silence here to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. And as naturally as breathing, that energy rises now back up through the root, up and up and up until it comes to rest in your crown chakra at the very top of your head. And let's see if we can hold our focus, hold our energy there. This can be a little bit difficult, a little bit tricky, because a lot of us, we're not used to focusing on this energy center. We're not used to having it open. And so if your attention slips, if you wander, if it feels a little odd, just with the breath, gently, as we're working together here, just gently bring your attention back to your crown. And imagine, if you will, a funnel of light, a violet tube of warmth that comes in and fills your head and begins to seep deliciously down through your body. And as that violet light hits you, imagine that you can open your imagination, open your intuition, be open to receiving in the way that you would if you were in a dream. Imagine this violet light stretching before you, surrounding you on all sides. An ocean of light waves carrying you in a little sailboat. You feel the sun on your face, and a light breeze fills your sail and carries you forward. You're not sure where you're going, but you know that the breeze is moving you in the right direction. And as you travel, you find yourself accompanied by other creatures carried by the light. A school of small orange fish are swimming beneath your little boat. You can see them through the crystal clear water. They swim in and out of the waving green seaweed. And ahead, blue dolphins spring up to greet you. You feel encouraged. On your journey, you know that you are getting closer to the guidance you seek. And you take this time to soak in the goodness of your surroundings, to build up your confidence for the journey ahead. You could turn back. You could shut out the light. You could stay safe and hidden in the darkness, but the light beckons. And you feel compelled to continue seeking what you're being drawn to. You know that as difficult as this journey might be, you are always upheld by the divine love and light of Source, and that you will receive, you are receiving, the guidance that you need along the way. And with that realization, you become aware that you can no longer see the creatures traveling with you, that the waves are getting choppy, they're getting difficult to manage. You adjust your sail to help navigate your way through. You adjust the sail with the breath, with that beautiful breath in, that life-giving energy coming into your body, and on the exhale to help you focus and steer. Rain is coming down now. Bright yellow streaks of lightning crackle around you, but you breathe, you steer, you navigate calmly, knowing that whatever happens, you're being guided to the wisdom you need, and that moving through this difficult part of the path is part of the journey. It feels as if the storm goes on for a long time, but you stay centered and focused, allowing yourself to be guided through the rough waves. At last, the dark clouds part, and you see a beautiful rainbow stretching in a wide arc in front of you. Your boat's moving gently now, again, smoothly, and you see the fish, the waving plants, the leaping dolphins, once again. They were always with you, even when you could not see them. A bird flying through the sky comes towards you. It lands on the edge of your boat, and you see that it's a light violet dove, and it's carrying a tiny roll of paper. You take the paper from its beak and unroll it. On the paper, you read the words, "Love is all." The dove makes a soft sound and flies off. You place the note safely in a pocket nearest your heart. Let's take 3 minutes of silence in this place. With this message from the divine pressed close to your heart, be open as we do this to other messages that may come in, carried on this violet light, carried to you from the divine. Knowing that love is all, let's take 3 minutes in silence. our journey continues. Day by day, week by week, and we are led, held close, and are never alone. We are all able to, we all have permission to. We all have the tools to receive guidance and protection, information and deep wisdom from the divine at any time. And so, giving thanks for what we have received, we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Now, you'll receive an email with a link to the recording by the end of the day tomorrow, and you can always access recordings of this call or past calls at openpeacefulheart.com. Would you tell your friends, would you share this information with them, share the meditation, share the recordings with them? And of course, if you'd like to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me directly at Karen@KarenHager.com, or just reply to one of the emails that we send, and that will find its way to me and to Kathy. Next month's call is on Sunday, April 2nd, at the same time. Now, we could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and we chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. Until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.